There is something sinfully satisfying about doing something you know you aren't supposed to. This was roughly my frame of mind as I approached a specific, nondescript tent at the bazaar at Deva, with my breakfast under my arm, guilty but smug.
"Excuse me, young sir."
I turned to find an elderly Deville waving desperately at me as he hurried forward. Normally, I would have avoided the encounter, as Deville's are always selling something, and at the moment, I wasn't buying. But since I wasn't in a hurry, I decided to hear what he had to say.
"I'm glad I caught you in time," he said, struggling to catch his breath. "While I don't usually meddle, you really don't want to go in there."
"Why not? I was just..."
"Do you know who lives there?"
"Well, actually, I thought..."
"That is the dwelling of the great Skeeve."
Something about this busybody irritated me. Maybe it was the way he never let me finish a sentence. Anyway, I decided to string him along for a while. "The great Skeeve?"
"You never heard of him?"
The Deville seemed genuinely shocked.
"He's probably the most powerful magician at the bazaar."
My opinion of the busybody soared to new heights, but the game was too much fun to abandon. "I've never had too much faith in magicians," I said with studied casualness. "I found for the most part their powers are overrated." The oldster rolled his eyes in exasperation.
"That may be true in most cases, but not when it comes to the great Skeeve. Did you know he consorts with demons and has a dragon for a familiar?"
I favored him with a worldly smile. "So what? Deva is a crossroads of the dimensions. Dimension travelers, or demons as you call them, are the norm around here. As a Deville, your main livelihood comes from dealing with demons. As for the dragon, there's a booth not 8 rows from here that sells dragons to anyone with the price."
No, you don't understand. Of course, we all deal with demons when it comes to business. The difference is that this Skeeve is actually friends with them, invites them into his home, and lives with them. One of his permanent house guests is a pervert, and I don't know of a single Deville who would stoop that low. What's more, I've heard it said that he has underworld connections."
The game was growing tiresome. Any points the Deville had made with his tribute to the great Skeeve had been lost with interest when he started commenting on demons. "Well, thank you for your concern," I said, holding out my hand for a handshake. "I promise you, I'll remember everything you've said. What was your name again?" The Deville grabbed my hand and began pumping it vigorously.
"I am Aliman, and glad to be of assistance,"
he said with an ingratiating smile.
"If you really want to show your gratitude, remember my name. Should you ever be in need of a reputable magician, I have a nephew who's just getting started in the business. I'm sure we could arrange some discount prices for you. Tell me, what is your name so I can tell him who to watch for?"
I tightened my grip slightly and gave him my widest smile. "Well, my friends call me Skeeve."
"I'll be sure to tell..." "Skeeve?"
The Deville's eyes widened and his complexion faded from red to a delicate pink. "That's right," I said, retaining my grip on his hand. "Oh, and for your information, demons from Perv are called Pervects, not Perverts. And he's not my house guest, he's my partner."